What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I feel like Mike is about to beat up some of the bachelors. Like, I'm feeling this energy that he just wants to legit, like, punch a few bachelors.
Just getting the recap of y'all's trip in Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, Sarah, Jen was there too. You were looking gorgeous. You were like, you were working though.
I was working.
Yeah. And then Easton was there. I didn't see you, Mark, but Easton was there. You were doing podcasts with Becca and Dean and all them. And so we were just kind of recapping about the bachelors. And Mike said that, I didn't come home with a big head.
You came home feeling very good about yourself.
Well, I think they were just trying to make me feel, because, you know, I'm pregnant. I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm in Vegas. And, you know, they were like, wow, like, you're an attractive pregnant person. I think they were just trying to be nice.
No, I think that's where you're selling yourself short. And especially when a group of boys like that get around a beautiful woman, like woman like you.
So true.
They're like, oh my God. Like, they're like, can't handle how beautiful you really are and stunning.
Yeah. Oh, as a witness, the boys were drooling.
Stop.
Jana, you know this. I was a witness. I would be in the green room and I'm like, Jana, can I ask you, Jana, never mind. The boys were just like, I couldn't even get through to her. She was such a hot commodity. But can I say she's the most humble human being though, because all throughout the night, she would check in on everybody that was working the event, would ask how everyone's doing, would like literally ask me if I needed water. And I'm like, do you need water? You're the one pregnant in heels. Like, what's happening?
Wait, it sounds like you were working too. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. There were a lot of attitudes from some of the celebrities that came to the iHeart Festival.
No way.
Lies.
No. And I saw it firsthand that some of them were not treating some of the iHeart people
staff.
That were helping them, like Tori. And it was just, I felt bad because I'm like, I don't care who you are. If you're Mariah Carey, which by the way, she wasn't at all. I didn't get to meet Mariah, but I mean, Paula Abdul was the nicest person in the whole entire planet. Like,
oh,
I freaked
gosh,
out when
so
I met her.
Sweet.
She
but,
looks
like,
amazing, by
that
the way.
Amazing. Dress. She's fantastic. But she was so sweet. But there was people underneath her that were being so rude and so nasty. I even stood up for Tori because she was being so mean. I was just like, you're being rude. And I didn't even care. Like, I don't care who you are. If you're being mean to the people that are helping you, like, that's just not nice.
That's not cool.
No, I don't like it. So that's why I was like, Tori, do you need some water?
Yeah, Mama Bear came out for sure, but it was much appreciated because it's in like the most delicate and gentle way. And she just has a cute little pregnant belly where you're like, anything goes. Anything
well,
goes.
That was very Aww. Sweet. But
and the
I
boys
mean,
were obsessed.
Well, I just, again, I think they were just trying to be nice, babe. I mean.
Mike's not buying it.
I still got it.
I appreciate the compliment of them drooling all over you because you're my wife, my pregnant wife with our second child. So ownership is written all over that.
Did you get that, guys?
Yeah. All if you guys it. Want to come on and talk on the podcast about it, we can.
But well, I think what's funny is Mike said something to me the other night that kind of like, it was kind of a dig.
It wasn't a dig.
What did you say?
So I went to Dancing with the Stars to support Bobby Bones, who might be on the show today. We're not sure yet. But so I went to go support him, and my old partner was dancing with Nikki Glaser, who's a comedian.
Yeah.
She's really sweet. I've never met her before, so I wanted to kind of go talk to her. So I tapped her on the shoulder, you know, back in the red room, and I was like, hey, I just want you to know that I think you did a really great job, and I think you're so sweet, and I you know, if Gleb's hard on you, like, you know, that's just how he is, and he's very Russian, and da-da-da. And she was so nice. Like, so cool. Nice. Cut to, I come home, babe.
And?
No, and Jana's telling me about this, and her and Nikki are already texting, and I told Jana, I'm a fan of Nikki's, and I've listened to her Comedy Central show, You Up, on, you know, SiriusXM and stuff, and I've always liked her stuff. And Jana's just reading me some of their conversation back and forth. And just Nikki was just like, you're awesome. Like, I'm blessed to know you already, Jana. Like, it's amazing. And
it's cute.
Yeah, it's super cute. But
then Mike goes.
But then I was just like, what do all these people see in you?
I know!
I didn't mean it like that.
I was like, what do people see in me? I was like,
oh,
wow.
My God.
Thanks,
I didn't mean
babe.
It like that. My whole point.
What did you mean
my
by
whole
that?
Point was she has this uncanny ability to meet people, and in 5 minutes, people love her, and she's the best person in the world. And
but
she's
what
just
do people see in me?
That is how I feel. But it's just she comes home, and I'm like, how many new best friends do you have now? Because 10 people fell in love with you tonight. Like,
but it's a spouse's job to keep us humble.
But what do people see in me?
Yeah, that's right, Mark.
Like, what do people, and today, like, we're coming back from our ultrasound appointment, and I was like, I'm going to bring that up today because it kind of hurt my feelings. Like, what do people see in me? Like, what do you not see in me that I'm a nice person?
No,
and I
see all
friends,
those
but
things.
What do people see in me?
I see all those things, honey. I phrased it the wrong way. I meant to give you the explanation of you have this ability just for people to fall in love with you in a snap.
But instead, it's what do people see in you?
I didn't mean to say it like that.
Yeah. For the record, in 60 years, you're still going to be having this conversation.
Oh, no question.
I just like to talk to people, and I like people to, for example, this one girl unfollowed me on Instagram in the country world, and it really hurt my feelings because I was like, why the bad energy? Why did you unfollow me? Do you not like me? And so I get really upset if someone like doesn't like me. And so I texted her and was like, hey, all good. I just like, I never said anything bad about you. I hope that you like still like me. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just kind of like cleared through whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. But I hate like bad energy out there. So that's why I am always trying to be very nice to people. Yeah. And
I do understand why people do, because especially in the kind of entertainment world and the world that Jana's in a lot, it is very refreshing to see someone so rigorously honest and someone who's so genuine as her. And so people in that business, you know, probably don't see that a lot. So when someone sees such honesty and such genuine attitude and just personality, people probably are drawn to that.
But then the question lies, what do people see in
you? I know. I'm gonna eat that one for a while.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm not on my period right now, but you love Lola.
I love it.
And we were actually just talking. I was talking to a friend. It was Samantha Harris, the last episode. She's like, things that you put in your body.
Yeah.
You're eating. You want to eat healthy. So why are we putting products and chemicals into our hoo-hoos?
I have them everywhere in my house, in every bag, at work, in my backpack. It's amazing how they just show up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yep. They're there.
They're there.
I'm just so excited because when I do get my period, which I'm not excited again to have, but you don't have to go to the store. The box comes. You can build your box of 18 tampons or 12 pads. They can be a mix of however you want, which is great because sometimes I don't need all the supers. You know, Easton? Right? So for 40% off all subscriptions, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit MyLola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. That's MyLola.com and enter Jana for 40% off all subscriptions. MyLola.com and enter Jana. Hey, can you brought up something to me, Mike, the other day that I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. It was very random, but I thought about it. So I was getting a coffee in the morning at a Starbucks on the west side, and you know, this homeless man outside asked me very nicely. Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hey man, you know, think I'd get a cup of coffee?" And I just kind of like looked down. I was like, "Not today." Right. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, he asked so nicely. And I was in there waiting in line. I was kind of looking outside at him. I was like, you know what? He was very respectful. And when I said no, he was like, "Oh, it's okay. Thanks though." Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he didn't say anything else. Like, he was very nice and even was okay with me saying no. And so I got him one and handed it to him, and he was very grateful. And, you know, thank you so much. You know, God bless you, all that stuff. And so I got in the car and was driving to where I had to go. But I started thinking, I was like, maybe this is too introspective, but it's like, did I do it to really help him? Or because, you know, you feel good about yourself after you do something like that. Or I was like, did I do it for myself? Did I do it in a selfish way to make myself feel good about myself? Or is it a little bit of both? Or so I just thought it was interesting because, you know, some people help out, some people don't. And what's the true motivation behind doing that?
Jen?
I think you only have the answer for that. Because was it because you were walking away feeling guilty and you wanted that feeling to go away and you didn't want to think about it the rest of the day?
It was truly because he was very kind. Mm-hmm. He was very appreciative. He was very accepting of even when I said no.
Then you did it for him.
Yeah.
Fact that he actually asked you for what he wanted instead of money. Like, yes. It wasn't like money. It was like, I would like coffee, which surprises me. It's almost like the Girl Scout that showed up at your door that one time.
I'll never forget that.
You want to talk about that one? Because that just,
On a complete side note, when I was playing in Buffalo, so usually we'd have teammates' kids or some of our trainers, some of the coaches' staff, like basically their daughters would get hooked up because the Girl Scout cookie thing would go around the locker room. And I mean, every guy would buy a box.
2,000 boxes.
I mean, this girl would clean up, right?
Yeah, she was winning all the prizes.
Yeah.
Free summer camp all summer.
Yeah. Get the whole Buffalo Bills football team to buy all of her cookies. So it was like the day I did that. Like, I bought these cookies and I think I had just gotten them. And it was raining, a gray, rainy day in Buffalo, as it normally is. And I hear a knock on my apartment door. I go to the door. And it's this little girl standing out in the rain, like her dad's kind of like 10 feet behind her, standing there. It's like, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And I was just like, no. And this started slowly closing. I was like, I just got some. I closed the door, and she's just standing there with puppy dog eyes. I'm like, no, sorry, honey, I just got some. And they closed the door. And like 2 minutes later, I'm like, I'm the worst human being in the world.
Yeah.
That has haunted me to this day. I'm like,
to this day, it still haunts him. So now anytime.
I couldn't buy one box.
Like, exactly, one box. What were you doing that was just so busy?
I couldn't buy one. It's just because I just bought like 10.
Doesn't matter.
But I was like, I couldn't buy one from this little girl standing in the rain. Her poor dad has to explain to her why I'm such an a-hole.
Okay. Karma.
Yeah. It's gonna
I wonder what I see in you.
That is a great question.
I'm the opposite, though. I buy like 12 packages because I'm like, oh, these cheapos are just getting one box. Well, go for the 12.
When Rocco comes home with a sheet of something to sell for school, I just buy the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, how much is it?
Because I just can't. It's just too much. Or I'll call my mom and say, oh, can you buy $100 worth of whatever?
We're in a bind here. We got to build a self-esteem a little bit.
Yes. But to get back to the pay it forward stuff and the helping out, have you ever paid for somebody's meal or anything like that?
Yeah. I love that.
I do too. I love doing it.
I love it. I love paying. Remember we paid for someone's drinks one time?
Yeah.
That's fun. At the restaurant.
I like that. Just being like, hey, don't tell them, but we'd like to buy their drinks. Mm-hmm. You walk out feeling selfishly.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I do it. Like, you walk out. Yeah. But then I feel like that encourages people
to pay it forward even more. So when I get coffee in the morning, about once or twice a week, I will give an extra 10 and just say, however Lily wants to distribute it with coffee or a pastry or whatever, then she can do that.
Goes straight in Lily's pocket. That's how she distributes it.
No, really,
no, we should challenge people to do a pay it forward. So I think everyone should try and pay it forward this week, and then let us know how it made you feel, what you did, and email us at janetkramer@iheartmedia.com.
It can be as small as filling someone's meter.
Yeah.
Right?
And all of us need to do it too. Yeah. So let's all
challenge.
Do that.
All right.
Challenge
next
accepted.
Week, next
I love
week.
It.
Oh, next week, come
we're
back.
So good. See, you're such good people. See, there you go. It's making me already feel good.
Yeah. Yes. All right. We'll come back next week and we'll all say what we did to pay it forward.
I'm going
to
be like, I gave. Oh, my God. Speaking of a bachelor person.
Oh, uh-huh.
Sorry.
We're all over the place.
Amanda Stanton. Did you guys see what she did on E?
Who's
or amazing. she beat up her boyfriend, like domestic violence or whatever. And then she goes on record saying, because I take it very seriously, I'm going to donate $300. If you're only going to donate $300, don't say the amount. It's great that you're donating, but don't say your post alone is like $5,000 on Instagram. You know what I mean? Don't say $300. Like, that's offensive to someone that's been in a domestic abuse. Oh, really? Thank you for your $300.
Yeah.
Like, when you're an actual like person that gets paid way more for social ads. So
this girl with the daughter with the kid.
Yeah, they slaughtered her. Which I mean, again, if you're not, I think it's great that she gave money, but at the same time, if you're going to just say I'm going to donate money to domestic violence to awareness, not I'm giving $300.
Disclaimer, disclaimer. Really? When you guys listeners pay it forward this week,
it's because of her social media, because of who she is.
According to this article, she gets between $5,000 and $15,000 per social post.
Thank you.
Well, she could
donate a social
post.
Yes. She could have said that. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I mean, I didn't even say how much we won for Family Feud. It was $25,000, but you know, regardless, like,
wait, are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We won. It just aired.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah,
we won.
You guys won.
It was fun. But anyways, I just think if, like, again, it could be $5. You could buy someone's coffee, but it's the fact that she said that's how much she was donating. I think that was super tacky.
Yeah, agreed. That's brutal. One more little fun, since we're all over the place today.
Sorry, I know, but I like it though.
Yeah, it's great. So Jana and I had another scenario come up in the car actually this morning.
Oh, on the way here?
I was annoyed.
Would you like to bring this up, honey? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because we kind of started getting into it, and I was like, no, let's just table it for the podcast. Because I will say this. Let me first off by saying this. Michael drives 95% of the time. 95.9% of the time.
99%
by his choice, because he's large. He's got a truck. He doesn't like fitting into my car. Uh-huh. He doesn't like being the passenger in my car. So he likes to drive.
And Jana doesn't drive on expressways. So
right. We have that in common.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But whatever. It's not like we really have to take the expressway a lot of places anyways. But irregardless, I don't even know if that's a word, but regardless or irregardless, I always make sure that I am not on my phone the entire time that he is driving. If I go on, it's to be like, oh, I gotta text Nick to see if he can play, or I gotta do this really fast. But I am not on my phone a lot of the times because I think it's rude. I just don't want to be like on my phone while he's driving. But when he is in my car and I drive, for example, this morning to our ultrasound appointment, he was on his phone the entire time, and I was like, would you like some mints? I feel like your Uber driver. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's, I just feel like it's rude. And then go ahead, tell me what you feel. Because he started to get a little.
For me, I was like, first of all, she is on her phone quite a lot in the car. I understand that not all the time. And I do appreciate that.
I'll
acknowledge your side of that. But what's even worse for me is she'll get on phone calls, which that's my number one thing. If your passenger gets on a phone call, if they're on their phone, okay, you can still talk to them.
How many times do I get on the phone in the phone call? Not many.
Okay.
I always ask. Do you mind if I get on the phone really quick? I have to make a quick
phone
call.
That's very nice.
But, I do it a lot, John.
So again, I drive 90, we'll call it 98% of the time.
Fine.
So Jana gets that time to, whether she's on her phone a lot or not, she's able to do, you're still on it at some point during every drive. So she's able to take care of emails or things or look at stuff. So,
for about a minute.
So she drives today and I'm like, man, this is great. I can like catch up on stuff I want to do. Got a big fancy football week coming this week. Do I pick up Baker Mayfield? Is it worth it? I don't know. A lot of people are streaming him. Should I put him on my bench? So
and I kept glancing over, and
I'm
that's
3-0. Okay, in my league with my buddies back home, it's a 14 team league. All you fancy football ballers out there know that's a very hard league. 14 teams.
I just switched sides because I thought you were catching I thought you were catching up on work.
Thank you.
I was doing some of that too, some emails, but still, this was my time to do it, so I didn't do it at the ultrasound. So I'm sitting there.
Well, why do it at ultrasound? Why can't you do it when you're on the when you spend your time? You spend 10 minutes taking a crap on the toilet. Do it then, or you know, do it when Joel is napping. Why do you have to do it? Why do you have to look at the fantasy football the entire time I'm driving?
It takes time.
Oh, does it?
And dedication. Mm-hmm. And when you're undefeated like me.
Yeah.
You have to put in the work.
Okay. Well, so, I just felt like I was an Uber driver. And I just think it's, I don't know. For some reason, it just rubs me wrong. I just feel like you should put the phone down. And even if we don't have a conversation, because we don't talk a lot in the car, we don't have to have a conversation. Just be respectful that you're not just like literally, I felt like I was like driving Miss Daisy. And I didn't like it because I know that I make a conscious effort to not do
well,
that.
Well, now I know in 6 months from now when Jana drives again that I will not be on my phone.
Hey! Do you guys have a rule while you're eating? Are phones away?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. No phones.
Yeah. No phones away. But there is a real big one that I'm still stickler on with him.
What?
When he has, when Jolie is asking for something and he's on his phone, it drives me. It's a trigger from my childhood.
Mm-hmm. You feel ignored.
I feel ignored. And I'm like, I do certain things now in my adult life because I was ignored as a kid and my dad was on his freaking computer and I'd ask him a question 10 minutes later.
Someone asked me a question.
It's like, no, dad. Like, you know, right. So it's like when I see her being like, I'm like, Michael, put your phone down. Like, it just, right. it burns me inside.
Which she'll look over for the split second I have it. And
it's every time I look, you know, which is unfortunate. Yeah.
Which we, Jan and I both know that me giving Jolie attention, there's no, like, I give her way more.
No, he's a great dad. Yeah. He's a great dad. It's just unfortunate whenever that I do look, it's always the times when she's like grabbing for him and he's like on his fantasy football.
She just started grabbing for me and she's like, put your phone down. I'm like, really? I could be finishing an email or finished typing something. Right. And I'm like, she can hang on for 2 seconds. I also don't want to be like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because daddy's doing something.
Cripples them
right.
Too.
So it's a healthy balance too, where as she gets older, it's like, I'm finishing something, Jolie. Let daddy finish this, and then I'm all yours.
But I think it's the phone that bothers me, because in this day and age, I think
well, that's what
are,
it's always going to be.
Know.
Well, it
I
could
know.
Be we're doing dishes. Can you please wait while mommy finishes doing dishes? And daddy's on the phone.
But what's our work?
Well, I always say, Rocco, I need 10 seconds to finish this email.
Right.
Like, I have to finish my thought. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I immediately put it down, and then I'm right back at him.
Do you ever feel like you're not being a good enough parent, though, at times?
Always. Yeah. 24/7.
Every
I'm like,
day.
I'm the worst mom on the planet. And
why?
Then he'll say, you're the best mom in the world.
Why do you feel like that?
Well, you know, you can never be perfect. You know.
Sure you can. I am. No, I'm kidding.
Clearly, the way you ask
what do people see in me?
You ask the Bachelors and Nikki Glaser, Jana is perfect.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. No. Stop it. No, I'm really excited because we have Rachel. Do you want to just because you're obsessed? Rachel Zoe.
My dream. We have Rachel Zoe on, and I have been watching her show. I watched her show for years.
What's
I'm a
the
huge
show
fan.
She actually has a show. Is it on
she
Bravo?
Used to. No,
oh,
she used to. And she has an actual brick and mortar store opening. There's these velvet suits I've been eyeing on her website.
Didn't.
That I'm about to purchase.
What does that mean? Like, does it literally mean a brick and mortar store? Like,
I don't even know what brick and mortar means.
Well, because everything
like brick and mortar, like that's how, you, like a brick building,
like a Baltimore building.
Well, it just means in she's not going to be online anymore.
It's a physical store.
There's a physical store. Why can't you just have a store open?
Whatever materials it's made of is irrelevant.
Yeah,
but
it
is
just
that like
super?
Nicer.
That's I mean that's usually
what they call a non-online store. Right. Is a brick and mortar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What's her face make her famous from not Paris Hilton, but
Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie. That's where I think I know.
Who is also my spirit animal. So I feel like.
One time I saw Nicole Richie and I ran a red light because I was like, it's Nicole Richie. And I was like, I just ran a red light because I was so starstruck seeing Nicole. And I was like 20.
I would do that.
Yeah. Because it's like simple life. Oh, you do that now?
I love her.
Okay. Do we have what?
So Nicole has the House of Harlow jewelry.
I love.
And then Rachel Zoe is the fashion queen. Queen,
I mean, she has styled a wide range of celebrities on and off the red carpet, including Jennifer Lawrence, Keira Knightley, and Kate Hudson. I wonder if she did. Does she do guys?
I don't know. Well, you know what? I'll check her Instagram because I follow her and we'll see what she's doing.
Oh, so I really like this one. It's Talkspace. Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace. It's the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. So all you need is a computer with internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app, which I think is fantastic because if you need some help getting through something, whether you're past, present, to help improve your mental health, this is really cool. I love that. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. Hey, maybe we should be licensed therapists and be on Talkspace. Kidding. No, we cannot offer. Okay. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/Jana and use the code Jana to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Jana and Talkspace.com/Jana. I think that's really cool. If you can't, because I feel like therapy can be really expensive.
It can be very expensive. Mm-hmm. It can be hard to get there, scheduling. Yeah.
And if you just need to ask like a question, like how do I move past this?
In your pocket.
Remember that therapy isn't just about venting about your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories. It's also about practical everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. I really like that.
Maybe I should get a second job on there.
No, all you right. should. I mean, you're licensed.
Yeah, you're licensed. Yeah. Come on, Jen.
You can be helping people and making money. I mean, what a win-win.
Right.
Okay, here's the one and only, Rachel Zoe.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Woo-hoo!
Rachel?
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling in, because my husband just started talking about fantasy football, and I was about to lose my mind. I was like, fashion, please, not football. Thanks.
Oh, my God. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
Does your husband do all that, too?
He does.
The fantasy football and everything?
Yeah, he does all of that. I mean, he only started caring about sports when he started betting on sports.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Motivation.
Where are you at right now? I hear sirens.
I'm actually in my very peaceful and serene office that is currently not peaceful and serene because there is a protest going on outside my office, not because of anything in my office. It's like a SAG protest.
Oh, are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in L.A. On Melrose. And
oh, nice.
It's crazy. It literally sounds like a parade.
Wow.
It's insane.
What are they protesting?
I don't know exactly, but SAG, something to do with SAG rights, actors' rights, commercial rights.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Right. Go us. Go, like, go SAG. Exactly. Rachel, who was the very first celebrity you ever styled?
The very first celebrity I ever styled.
Was it Nicole?
No. No, it was pop stars. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. I had one job in my life before I went freelance when I was 25, and I worked at YM Magazine.
Okay.
And I styled a lot of celebrities while I was there. But in my career as a stylist, my first celebrity client was Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears,
Oh, wow.
Simpson, all kind of at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shifted into doing actors in about 2002, 2003. And my first big red carpet moment in Hollywood was Jennifer Garner. And then came Cameron Diaz and Kate Hudson and Selma Hayek and Keira Knightley and all these other amazing women.
Who's the biggest diva? No, I'm kidding. I know you can't tell me that. I know you can't tell me that. I really wish you could, but I know.
I'd have to kill you.
No, I know. Well, my stylist, every time I always try to get stuff out of her and, you know, she can't, but it's like, you know, she just kind of gives me like a look and I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's gotta be hard to like such big personalities and you're obviously like so confident in what you do. And I think it's great because obviously you're like, I know I'm the best of the best.
No, I actually never had that kind of confidence. I think you just,
what?
I just not really built that way. I think you just, I always felt like I could do better and be better. And
mm-hmm.
I think when I was with my clients, I just always approached it as though it was a service I was providing, because it is really a service business. And, you know, really trying to crack the code on, you know, what my client wanted and sort of how they can absolutely look and feel their best and have that moment, you know, every time they go out there in the public.
Is there one disaster that you can, like, it was a total disaster?
I mean, I've had a few.
Really?
I would say, well, there were more technical difficulties, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, a closure on a couture gown, you know, busted right as she got in the car to go to the Oscars after the dress was made over the course of 2 months.
Ouch.
And like 10 fittings. And then another one, someone was performing on stage in custom leather pants at Madison Square Garden, and they ripped right down the middle.
Oh, God.
You know, things like that. Lots of those moments.
That's fantastic.
Rachel, your sons always look, I follow you on Instagram, and I'm always on your Instagram watching. I love your clothes, but your sons are always dressed so cute.
Oh, and, thank you.
And I have a six-year-old son, and I buy him the cutest clothes, and all he wants to wear are basketball shorts and tie-dye t-shirts, and I cannot get him into anything else. How do you do it?
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine taught me when my first son was born, and she had great taste and style, and you know, I had all these beautiful clothes for first guy, and I said, God, I feel like as soon as he's two or three, he's gonna want to start picking out his own, and da da da. What am I gonna do when he starts putting on all these like nylon shorts and blah blah blah? And my girlfriend was like, you know, Rachel, if you only get good things, they don't have to be expensive, but if you only find like things you love that you're happy that he wears, and that's what he picked from. And I was like, God, that seems so simple, but it's so true. It seems so obvious, but it's so true. So that's kind of what I did. And then I think, you know, once guys started like kindergarten and first grade, he obviously started to have more of an opinion. And now we kind of do trade outs. Like, as long as it's comfortable, he's happy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think what happened was there was a moment where he was like, Mom, I just want to wear like, you know, sports shorts and, you know, da da da. And he was like, I was like, first of all, you don't have to dress like everyone else. You're your own person.
Right.
And then I said, and second, I was like, honey, Mommy built her whole career and was paid to actually help people decide what to wear. So I know that's confusing, but please try and trust me on this a little bit.
You're getting this for free, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
If what and I would then, give to have that free styling.
Well, it was funny because then at that point, people, like, he would put on these cool outfits, and everywhere we went, strangers would be like, cool outfit, dude. Ooh, you look so good. And I think he started to really like the feedback.
Right.
So now he doesn't really question it too much.
That's really cute.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's
Thank
kind of what I'm
advice.
Afraid of. Yeah, no, that's really good advice. Great. Well, it's almost like, because our daughter, she, every single morning, before she even says good morning to us, she's about to be three, she says, dress, dress, dress. And sometimes, like, I love putting her in dresses, but sometimes, you know, like, she has to wear pants to school. And, like, I mean, it is like tackling an alligator to put on leggings. It's so, I'm like, do I just take all the dresses out so she doesn't even see them?
Well, do you want me to make you feel better?
Yeah.
I have a friend that her daughter at that age would only go to school in a bathing suit, and she couldn't get her in clothes.
Thank you.
And it was actually in Manhattan. So
she
had to wear a coat and a bathing suit and boots.
I feel better.
I mean, I do feel better because, I mean, it's to the point where, I mean, she is, I mean, I had to have my father-in-law help me hold her down to put, because she will scream bloody murder.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. This morning, I even put her in like a skirt. Like a cute golf outfit that I just got her. Which is great. Aww. But it was a skirt and like a little collared shirt. And that's not the one she wanted to wear, but I had to hold her down and let her have it.
Well, and now I'm afraid of, because we have a boy on the way. We're 7 months pregnant. And
oh my God, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm so excited because boy clothes are so cute. I've got some like drop crotches and stuff. And Michael was like, honey, he's just going to want to wear like the basketball shorts. I'm like, no. Like, not happening. Like, he's going to be styled to the T.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
God.
It's just
congratulations.
Now.
So, number three? Good
no, two. Two, two.
Oh, I thought you said you had a boy and a girl.
No, we have just a girl, and then we have a boy on the way.
Oh, got it. Good for you. That's like the dream. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Are you going to try again for a girl?
I would dream every dream I could ever dream to have a girl. And not just that, my boys want one so badly. So they do. They don't want a boy. They only want a baby sister.
So maybe a third then?
Maybe. I mean, you never know what'll happen. I mean, I would.
I mean, look at Kate Hudson, you know, your client.
Godspeed. Yeah.
I mean.
She and I bonded. We've bonded over. We've known each other forever. But
yeah.
She, the fact that she's having a girl, I literally cried.
Oh, I did too. And I don't even know her, but I was like, it's just, you know, like the relationship she has with her mom. I'm like, she needs a girl, you know?
I know. Yeah. It's amazing. Oh, and that Goldie, she's the most epic human. Wow.
Do you style men?
I started my career styling men. For the very beginning, for many years, I styled men. And It's not that I don't. It's that it's just not as interesting.
Mike's like, thanks.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough.
What I mean is like, yes, I do, and I love doing it. But after a while, you're like, you're a little creatively, you know.
Is it kind of the same thing over and over again?
Correct.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, here's so many a jacket button downs with or a button down, or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and jeans, blah blah blah. Okay, so you have a new store that just opened in Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles, yeah?
I do.
Can you tell my listeners about it, please?
It's so exciting. It's at the new Palisades Village, you know, the new Caruso.
Yeah, beautiful.
I cannot tell you how. Have you gone yet?
Yeah, it's stunning. Like, it's
Isn't
so
it
beautiful. Yes.
Oh my God, it's like everything you ever wanted, all in one village. It's so beautiful. I will be there over the next several days quite a lot, but I'm like addicted. I can't stop going. And my store is there, and it's a few doors down from Jennifer Meyer and right across from the movie theater and all the restaurants. It's honestly just magic. I mean, I created this store to kind of feel like, you know, the customer sort of coming in to get styled and have that great shopping experience, and also feel like they were sort of walking into my living room a little bit.
Right.
You know, that they could be very kind of comfortable and loungy, but still feel like they're in this sort of easy, glamorous kind of place.
I love that. I feel like that makes it like very, you know, just relatable and.
Yep. You got to make shopping easy for people. That's the thing. Yeah.
And people who aren't listening or who don't live in Los Angeles, you can always go on her website, which we should, which we'll plug, and you can buy, listen, your fall line, I always buy suits every year from
you.
You have the best suits season, and these velvet suits this season, I'm going to own all of them. And there's a sequin one.
Yeah.
My God. It's
incredible.
If it
doesn't stretch, I can't wear it yet. But next year, I'm going to have a whole like wardrobe. I told you that, Michael, remember?
Yeah.
I said, I'm getting...
I did so much online shopping when I was pregnant.
Oh, totally.
I had such insomnia. And I was like, as soon as I have this baby, I'm jumping right back into these clothes. Like,
yeah, I'm going to... Because I've had some of my clothes for years and years. And so I told Michael, I said, after this baby, I'm getting my body back. And I'm going to just... I'm going to buy finally clothes that are, you know, not just the things that Forever 21, I'm like, I want to buy nice clothes that are going to last me and that I can pair with other things. And
totally,
you know, because I'm a woman.
I get
now.
It. But that's why I love suits. You can wear them separate together, dressy, casual.
And you really know, have the best cuts.
Thank you so much. That makes me so happy. Thank you.
Hey, what is screenresponsibly.com?
So, I mean, I think all of us, I think admittedly, we all sit on our screens, whether it's our phone or laptop or iPad, way too many hours. I mean, one in three adults say that they screen more than 10 hours a day. And when you even say that out loud.
10 hours a day?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. And then I think about it and I'm like, okay, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on a screen by 7:38, right? And then I get home. And then I'm back online again, like even like after I get the kids down and after I'm on a screen all day at work and all day wherever I am. And then I'm on it again to return all my emails at night. And then I'm like, okay, you are on way more than you think you are. And I think sort of changing your behavior a little bit by doing these like very little changes in your life, like just literally taking time to look away from the screen for periods of time to give your eyes a little break, or even something like keeping your laptop or your screen 25 inches away from you actually makes a huge difference. And then something that seems obvious but isn't is dimming your screen, dimming the brightness, because that changed my life when I did that. That was like, oh my God, how have I been staring at it like this for so long?
You know what's funny is Michael always makes fun of me. He's like, God, your screen is so dark. And I'm like, your screen is so bright.
Right?
Yeah, but it's just how I guess we view things differently.
Yeah.
I just dimmed mine down.
Yeah. But no, I think that's like, so what made you just realized you were on your phone too much or?
No, I just have, you know, I have really sensitive eyes, and I think doing these things just, they were so life changing and they were so easy to do. And then, you know, I just really think that it's important that people kind of learn and understand more about screening responsibly,
right?
Quite honestly, because I think it's really important because we live on our screens, our kids live on their screens. You know, I try and limit my kids' time to, you know, they stay 2 hours or less. Obviously, I think those rules change on travel days. Travel days, I have no idea how long my kids are on. I don't even want to know. But, you know, I'm constantly moving the iPad further away from them. You know, because if you think about it, you know, it's just we're older, so we kind of are more aware and more sensitive to it. But younger kids don't know. You know,
right.
It could be too bright or could be too close or just, you know, so I just think it's important to understand, you know, what you can do to sort of help your eyes and just sort of screen more responsibly, honestly.
Yeah, our daughter likes to, she challenges us already and wants to put her face right next to her iPad whenever
so
we give it to her.
So frustrating the entire time, in which we rarely give it to her, but if we're having dinner or whatever, she'll like push it forward. I'm like, no, push it back. Like, it's, I mean, it's a constant battle. It's so frustrating. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're really just taking over. I'm a huge fan. Jen's a huge fan. Yeah. Michael will be a huge fan once I start buying your clothes.
Yes. I'm going to have to get married.
Oh, actually, I don't know. You probably won't.
Maybe like, not.
I'm going to have to get married again just to be involved in the new bridal collection.
I know. Honey, you want to get married again?
Let's do it.
Where can my listeners find you at?
At Shop Rachel. Well, Instagram is at Rachel Zoe. Shopping is shoprachelzoe.com. And then, of course, my store at Palisades Village. And then, of course, if you want Box of Style, you go to boxofstyle.com.
Okay. Well, one day when I...
ways, they all work.
Well, I love you. Thank you for coming
Thank
on the
you.
Show. We appreciate. I'm gonna go to that screenresponsibly.com because I think that's awesome. I'm going to take a quiz.
More than you realize, so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I love it. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, honey, your hair's looking pretty good today.
Thanks, babe. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm taking Sugar Bear Hair.
No.
Yes. I love it. It's a gummy. It's really tasty. It's as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. It's not only helping my hair, it's helping my skin, it's helping my nails. I love it. It's a bestseller on Amazon. And a lot of people have asked me because there are a lot of influencers that do this in social media and they're like, does it really work? And I promise you it does. Like my hair is thicker, it's healthier. And I want you guys to go to sugarbearhair.com/Jana for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Jana. sugarbearhair.com/Yana. Okay, really excited because we have him for probably maybe 10 minutes. He should be walking in any second. But when he comes in, we're going to give him a big old roar because I'm just so... It's a quick minute. Well, before that, though, I'm going to talk to you about Brooklinen. I love Brooklinen. It's really comfy. They're affordable sheets. And you spend half your life in bed. So for me, I think it's very, very, very important to have comfortable sheets.
Half your life?
You spend half your life in bed.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, I think it's a third of your life in
bed. I think it's half.
You spend 12 hours a day in bed?
Some people do.
Yeah.
Some people.
Now? Sure.
Jana pregnant?
You know?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You'll want to with Brooklinen. That's
yeah. No, but I mean, I'm telling you, though, like a good mattress and amazing sheets. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at Brooklinen.com. They are so confident that you're going to love your sheets. They're going to offer you a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all sheets and comforters. Oh, by the way, I love like big comfy comforters. That's just, anyways. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code Jana. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. Aren't they, baby?
Fantastic.
Don't we love it when we cuddle up?
Hot.
Hot. He's always like, it's so hot. And I'm like, cuddle. It's hot. And so then I go to him and I'm like, are you hot? And I just breathe my hot air on him. Hey, while we wait for our surprise visitor.
Is it a surprise? You haven't said his name yet?
I haven't said his name yet. I said he might come on the show.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Bobby Bones might come on the show.
It's not a surprise anymore.
But I already said it in the beginning of the show.
All right. This is an anonymous emailer. She needs some advice. One of her mom's friends is a lawyer. In February, she had legal questions, so she asked about them. Similar, you know, anonymous is a banker. People come to her for financing questions. Same sort of idea. Well, she hired an attorney, but went with somebody else because she didn't feel like it was appropriate to hire a family friend to be her attorney. She felt like it could be a conflict of interest. Well, she ran into this woman in court, and that lawyer is very upset that she did not hire her.
What?
She called me out. She blocked me from everything. Didn't give the me a chance to talk too, to right? her. The mom group is included. Yeah. Oh, removed from our mom group chat. So now I feel like everyone's knowing my business and I'm being punished for trying to keep private. What did I do wrong? Did I do anything wrong? I can't stand confrontation between
anyone. She did nothing wrong.
Isn't
we talked about this.
The worst?
I think that you have strong ethics. I think it's actually unethical to work in the capacity with a friend in that manner.
Absolutely. And I was telling Michael this too. I had a court case situation and the defendant had the lawyer. You know, sometimes it's okay if it's the friend, but I just think that's some cases courts won't even allow that.
Exactly.
It's too close to the person.
Conflict of interest.
Even when you're a therapist, it's unethical to work with someone that you're even an acquaintance with.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. It's wrong. The boundaries are
too muddy.
It's just so muddy.
The only thing, just to play devil's advocate, is
I like it.
I know you love that. I don't know how she handled the situation where she could have gone to her and been like, look, I would love to hire you as my attorney, but here's my feeling around it is that we're just too close of friends. You'd just be uncomfortable for me.
Right.
And so I just want to let you know that I'm probably going to go with somebody else. It's nothing personal. It's just, I don't want it to get in the way of our friendship or it just seems too.
Well, also the privacy issue when you're dealing with something in the court.
Right.
Could be some serious private legal.
Yeah, who knows what this whole situation is about, and you don't want your friend to be that involved.
Right, but if she didn't handle it the right way, you're absolutely right.
You're right.
I would be like, whoa, you didn't even
You asked me for advice, and now all of a sudden you show up at the courthouse with someone else. It's like, I could see why the lady's like, wait, what?
And maybe she probably didn't because she says she doesn't like confrontation, so I doubt that she actually did tell her friend. Yeah. If you want to unmuddy it, I would just be like, you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm really bad. I should have done this and I didn't. So if I hurt your feelings, I really do truly apologize. So I think you can try to make it right again, but she does have a slight point if she didn't handle it first the right way.
It's her prerogative.
It's almost like, for example, we have a friend, Nick Woodard. Yep. He's our realtor. And, you know, his wife is my best friend, and also I work with her as well. And so if we were to ask Nick a question about a home, but then we didn't use him as a realtor when we've used him before, he'd be, and she would too, rightfully so, be upset to be like, you didn't even like, you asked us and now you just didn't use us, but then you used somebody else. I could see why they'd be
mad.
That's
true.
Yeah. I feel like the attorney should have just said, I'm going to give you this advice, but it's unethical for me to work with you since we're in a mom group together, we're friends, we're this, we're that. I suggest that you find an attorney that you feel comfortable working with.
That's asking a lot. That just seems too conscious of the whole professional friendship relationship.
But I think you have to be when you're in that profession.
Like that kind of profession, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think you have to look at it from a work perspective as opposed to a friend perspective.
I mean, that's like if an ER doctor, someone in his family comes in to the ER, he shouldn't be working on that person.
Right. And I've asked my cousin Rachel is a doctor. And so I asked her, I'm like, oh, if anything ever happens, you can do my surgery, right? She's like, no, I'm not allowed to.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Which is like a total bummer. Because if she went into plastics, I'm like, hey, can you hook a sister up?
Well, that might be different. Yeah.
Right. No, it's the same thing.
Colleague,
though. You can't.
Her colleague could do it.
Yeah, but same thing. You can't do it. So
yeah, ethics.
This one's a bigger question. We might have to come back to it if Mr. Bones shows up here.
Mr. Bones. That's a pumpkin patch.
Alicia has a quick question. It's two sentences. Sex postpartum. Do some women want to do it right away? Are they disgusted by the thought of it for a while? That is the extent of her email.
Professionally. Medically, you're not allowed to do it.
6 weeks?
I think if it's vaginal, if you have vaginal birth, you can't do it 6 weeks. I don't know. You all can Google it because I'm not a doctor. I think it's, but then it's less for a C-section maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think it was six even for after Jolie.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would want to do it. I mean, again, I want to do it a lot, but I would want to do it like a couple weeks after. I don't know. As a man, are you grossed out? Because now I wouldn't have my belly anymore. It's like, wouldn't you just want to like get back to it? Because now it's like we got a bump in the way.
Yeah, I mean, because you're having a... I can't wait to take you home right now, honey. No, but since you're having a C-section, I mean, I don't think it affects... I think it's your recovery time
with the C-section. It's if you feel
more,
up to
Well, that's the thing. I'd be more afraid to, like, hurt.
Right.
Because I mean, you were cut open. Like, you have to heal.
Yeah, it's major surgery.
It's major surgery.
Yeah, we're going to chill off. Should we tell them what we're doing, though?
What are we doing?
Remember that thing that you said you were going to get me for Christmas?
Oh, my God.
To help work on intimacy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell them?
Well, now you guys have to.
So through a buddy of mine.
He came up with this idea, which I think is really sweet.
And since intimacy is something that I'm trying to work on and get better at.
Yay!
Thank you.
I appreciate that you even are wanting to try.
And perfect timing.
No! Oh! He was about to tell! Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Bones just walked in the studio. Woo!
I love the Jana Kramer podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Mike. What up, everybody? Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Hi.
Okay, so you texted me this morning. Hi. Woo. You texted me this morning saying that you hurt your rotator cuff.
I did not say that publicly. I don't want to be the guy on the show that's injured.
I was injured the second week.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that guy.
Okay, fine. So you're not that guy. But do you know why? And Michael goes, probably because he was thrusting.
Celebrating too
hard.
His
arm up in the air.
Yeah, I think that was part of it.
You definitely
could
have, man. That adrenaline pumping.
Yeah.
I mean, and then did you watch Bobby on the show?
Yes.
And then the after part? Like with his celebrating,
the celebratory dance.
Yes. I mean, you literally pumped your arm so much that you probably tore your arm out.
Well, I don't know about tearing my arm out. This is still a real arm.
Still attached.
But my thing is, and I think as an athlete, Mike, you'll know this. Cause I'm not that I'm an athlete, but you probably had to do the same thing, is that you don't want to always be injured because then when you're really injured, they're going, oh, come on, you're the injured guy.
Yep. Yeah.
So I had a tooth knock loose in practice, and now I have a slight little, we'll just call it a little jibble.
A little jibble.
On my rotator cuff.
Okay.
And I don't want him to know that because I can't be the guy that's hurt. Because if I do hurt myself, then it's, oh, Bobby's hurt again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and I went to the doctor and I can manage this because it's not something that I just do some pain work, and then when it's over, I'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
Much like a football season, there are things that you don't have to fix till at the end of the season.
That's right.
Because I'm comparing me to an NFL player right now, in case anyone's wondering.
It's the same, Bobby. I will say, after witnessing what Jana went through, 2 years ago in the schedule, I have a newfound respect for dancers in general and you guys on that show. So don't shortside yourself because
I've done one episode, Mike. It's not
even
an
episode. No, but it's not even
what you might have to go through.
Well, that's the thing. You've been practicing for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
How many 10 hours a day?
Yeah. A lot of hours. Yeah.
That's intense.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, because that's like when I tore my intercostal muscles the second week, you're doing moves. Your body doesn't even know like how to move this way and that way. And all of a sudden you're being thrust into being a professional dancer. So
and violently.
You can. Yeah. Yes.
It's not like jazzercise where you're in with meemaws and you're slowly going side to side. It's like, okay, welcome to it. Go.
And his partner, Sharna. And so she's like, now go. And she's hard, right?
Yeah. Day one, she actually pulled my scrotum completely off. So it's a whole, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a tough life of a dancer, but I believe they're all scrotumless. I'm just part of the group now. Then a blister just goes over. All of a sudden there's a new scrotum.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's all just one.
I mean, wow. We really do have two athletes in this room right now.
Amazing.
No, I mean,
you have one athlete and one that tried.
What do you have to say to the athlete? I mean, like, because when I came home, Michael was, his father-in-law was in town, so he didn't come to the show with me, but I went to support Bobby. You've been a friend for a long time. And
I was very appreciative, too. Came to the trailer and said, hello, you and your friend.
Yes.
It was awesome. I really, because nobody came.
That's
really.
Sweet.
Aww,
yeah,
well,
I really
so
appreciated
nice.
That. Yeah.
Well, I just, I felt like I was a proud mom. I mean, I was just so excited and go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm doing how we do on our show. That doesn't mean stop. What happens on our show is when someone's talking and someone has something they want to say, they just go, hey, come over to me next. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
it's okay.
That's what that meant. Like, hey, I have something to say when you're done.
Okay. I'm just like the proudest mom ever. And I was so excited. So when I came home, I was like, honey, you have to see Bobby's dance. And I was like, and wait for the end. It's the best part.
It was fantastic.
And you were like, wow.
Oh, I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was thoroughly impressed.
Well,
that was fantastic.
I wonder, you're watching and I knew that you had done the show. So to you, that's still kind of cool to go back.
Yeah.
And then you're there because you know me, and I'm very supportive. I'm very happy that you were supportive of me. Were you nervous before I went on? Because one, it was me, and two, you'd been in that situation.
I was nervous because I knew you were nervous, and I was nervous because I remember the nerves. So yes, it was definitely both of those things. But I was more nervous because you were my friend. So I've never been nervous like that watching anybody else.
Like personal nervous for someone else.
I was personally nervous for someone else. I was like, please don't fall. Please don't fall, Bobby. Please, like, don't mess up. Because I'm like, because I wanted you to feel how you felt at the end. That's where it was like that proud moment where I was like, I got teary-eyed. I was like, yes!
You really felt good? Like there's a genuine, really?
Genuinely care about you, and I wanted, it was like really rooting for someone and being like, God, you can do this. And then when you had that moment at the end, that's the exact moment that I wanted you to have, was that excitement and that thrill. It's like, you just did the coolest freaking thing in your life. And like you said, you grew up in a town of 700 people. Like, you don't get to do, get to do this.
I feel like I'm there, and I feel like that was my whole career. Like, I'm representing people that were never told they could do things.
Yeah.
We were never told we couldn't do things, but it just wasn't in our DNA that you could leave the small town or the mill. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what everybody did. And so, now, no one said, hey, you can't, but it was just never a thing that you could do. So, you know, with kids and people in high school and college, it's like, man, if I can do it, like, I grew up a food stamp kid and 700 people. If I can do it, anybody can do it, because my only talent is showing up.
Yeah.
Like, that's, but that is a talent. And I don't say that as someone who's like, oh, woe is me. Like, that's really a big thing, to show up consistently and win, lose, tie, draw, hurt. You know, as long as I'm not injured, I'm there. And so it was really cool for me to finish that dance because.
Yeah. But I think people felt that, though. And that's
some
what I was.
I there's a lot of hate. But
why would people say hate?
It was too much. And it's fair because it was too much. But I'm okay being always too much.
Yeah.
Because that means at least you're a blip into the radar of everything's trying to matter at once. And if you can matter in any way, as long as you're not hurting a kid or animal, put me in the news.
Right.
Because I'm
right.
trying to be seen on this show.
Right.
So.
And the thing is, people might hate on you and say it was too much, or you're, you know, overacting or something like that. But no one knows how they'd feel, like, with your backstory and, like, you're just talking about how they would feel on that national stage, being able to do something that your body has never physically done ever in its life. And you did it.
And you just finished, seamlessly. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't seamless. But
it's fantastic.
To everyone else, you didn't miss a beat. I didn't see a missed beat at all.
But you also know if you do it, you realize all the beats you missed, all the small things.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, I've never did a perfect routine ever. But
there was no overacting, because that was all legitimate, because I fell down.
Yeah.
Like, if I were really controlled. And also, she was bent over.
Sharna was like,
I started celebrating one step too early.
Yeah.
And so she was still bent over backward. The whole thing, it all
By
happens.
The way, there's like a GIF going around that's just fantastic of her face being like, whoa.
And this week, I have to really keep it together to show that I am an idiot, but I'm not just the idiot.
It's not a novelty. Right. Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. It's the people that said it's too much. If you did it again like that, then they would be like, yeah, maybe that's a little like, even again, it's that pure excitement, but you can't do that.
And that's a high energy dance.
Yeah.
My next dance is like, it's called the fox hop or something.
The fox trot.
Oh, it's more elegant.
The fox trot.
Yeah. It's more like gliding.
You can tell how I am at this dance. Right. They asked me, they said, hey, what's your favorite style of dance? And I said, this is before I went on the show.
Yeah.
I said, I prefer line. And they said, yeah, we don't really do that on this show. I was like, oh, well, so I'm doing the fox trot.
Trot, okay. Yeah. And that's very like hop. You never like.
It's smooth.
Yeah, smooth and hoppy.
And so it's like the Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly type stuff. And I know you look at me and go, man, Bob, you're so smooth all the time. But it's not true.
Exactly.
I'm a big old dorky, tall, goofy dude. And so, I think for me, it's just going to be a struggle every week. And I've now accepted that, now that I know it's always a struggle and what I strive for in my life, period, not just in this, because this is going to come and go in a matter of weeks. But what I strive for in my life all the time is consistency. I think that's currency. If you can get consistency from anyone, like, that's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with my training partner, and I'll use that as a metaphor for life and for the session, she's consistently hard on me. So I know that.
You know what to expect.
And I know that if she says I'm doing something right, I can believe her. And I know if she says I'm doing something wrong, which is most of the time because I am doing something wrong, I believe her, but she's consistent with it. And people say, well, did you want a partner that would coddle you? Sure, if they coddle me consistently and I really know Because again, in relationships, in professional relationships, if you can get consistency from someone, that is so valuable because there becomes a point where you have to somewhat not let the good or the bad influence how you feel, but the data that you take in.
Yep.
And if you can get to that point with someone else,
right,
there's real value in that relationship, whatever it is. And so I have that relationship now. I have that relationship with my co-host on my radio show. I have that relationship with my book editor where it was just like, just be for real with me, whatever your for real is. But if you're the same for real with me, and when you go one way or the other, I know that you mean that, good or bad. And so that's what I strive for in life. That's what I strive for on the show. And I'm getting it now.
This kind of for both of you guys, how do you feel, like Jana, how did you feel every week knowing that you did the previous week? Okay, hey, I made it through. I did. Yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I did a good job. Were you more confident? And Bobby, do you feel more confident going to the Foxtrot? Or is it because it's a completely different dance? It's like from square one all over again.
For me personally, it was square one. I sucked every new dance that I learned. I was like, I suck. This sucks. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, you know, and some of them did suck. But, and that's the thing, like some dances, like the jive, he had the jive. I was terrible at the jive, but the next week I had something that was better. But I mean, you start from square one, learning a dance that you don't even, you don't know, like he doesn't, we don't even know the name of it. How a Viennese waltz, or it's like the moves that you don't know. So it's literally starting from scratch is what I think. But
yeah, I think it's the comparison that I would make is, let's say I took Rosetta Stone and I learned Spanish and tried to learn Spanish. And I'm like, wow, Spanish sucks. And I'm trying to learn it, and I kind of get enough to get by because I did learn Spanish on Rosetta Stone. Un poquito, anyway. So
that was it.
So I learned Spanish, and then it would be, okay, well, now I'm going to try to learn Mandarin. Now, I just went through the process of learning Spanish, but now I'm going to try to learn a different language. I remember the struggle of Spanish, so it doesn't feel so foreign to struggle, but there's still an intense struggle there. So the struggle's the same. But
knowing you could do one, maybe you're like, okay, maybe I can do this too because I was able to learn Spanish. I can learn some Mandarin.
And maybe it's the not succeeding doesn't feel so unfamiliar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of the, if you fail, I mean, you keep trying and you fail again, that failure doesn't hurt so much because you've already done it. And eventually it gets a little more comfortable failing to the point where you're so comfortable that you can kind of get it. At least that's what I hope. I'm not there yet, but I'm failing miserably this week training. But I'm not as down on myself because I trust the process that happened last. But we had 2.5 weeks to learn the first dance, though. And we have 5 days to learn two other dances.
So how do you feel right now? How do you feel about where you are with those two dances?
Well, we have something called a quick step. Is that it?
Yeah, quick
this
step.
Week, I haven't even started on it, so I don't even know what's going to happen there. And so I don't know. I don't know about that one. So I guess you step in a quick way. I don't know. And that's next week. The Foxtrot's tough because my whole life I've been a sloucher with my shoulders, and your posture, especially as the dude, has to stay
hold up
perfect through all of these front, back, side moves. And it's a struggle, but and it's harder to me than jive, but
you have Len on your side.
I trust the process.
Good.
I do. Good. Once the process proves that it can be done in any situation, then I trust the process.
It's very on-site of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any regrets, though? I mean, from all the conversations we've had about should I do the show, should I not do the show? Because we went back and forth a lot about
I'm not really a regret guy for anything ever. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel like even the things I screw up, I learn a lot from. And as long as I'm taking something from it, I don't think there's a reason to regret it. Because let's say I got offered another show at the same time, right? Okay. And I would say I would have taken that show. It could be something as senseless as, what if I was driving to that show and got hit by a car? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know the minor situational things that happen around the bigger situational things. When I commit to something, that's it. I try to do the best in that situation. And I can always look back at it and go, hey, I wonder what would have happened here and there. But we can wonder about everything.
What do you do with the comments?
I have a job where I'm constantly critiqued on everything that I do. So at times, it's water off a duck's back. However, I've never danced before, so this is new to me. Mm-hmm. It'd be like you reading comments about your podcast when you started.
Yeah.
So you're used to being slammed in other places. I say slammed because people on the internet just slam. And I don't even mean that in a bad way, but what happens is...
No, they do.
But why they do it is, I believe, and this is the part of our culture that makes me kind of sad and I wish we could help improve, is that people don't have a voice. So when they finally do have one, they feel like they have to have one that is so strong that it gets noticed. And the only way to get noticed is to not even be super positive about something, is to be super negative about something. Mm-hmm. So I don't even think they really feel what they're writing, but people, including myself, not in comments, but in other ways, we want to be noticed. You know, we have this, we're striving for love in some way. And when we're not getting it, we're trying to find it in other places. And so I feel like that's why people go to Facebook or pigeon carriers, watch Game of Thrones, however they're sending things around. And that's why they're sending those messages. And so dancing was new to me, and I wanted to see really what they thought. And I looked, and there was a lot of hate. I'd been down that before, but it was new. So yeah, I read and it sucked. It never doesn't suck. It never doesn't suck, by the way.
Yeah.
If anyone tells you read the comments and it never, we're human beings.
Right. Well, and I can't speak for everyone, but I know Michael and I and Bobby and we feel like we're not good enough. And so when we read those things, mm-hmm. even though we say, oh, they're just the people at home behind their computers, but it still gets to you. There's still words. The words still hurt. Still makes you not feel good enough.
Less and less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's never a time where I read them all and go, oh, great. Right. Freaking love that.
You don't even feel better about yourself coming out of that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate all the early advice that you gave me, because I don't know that I would be here without it.
Yay.
And I love it. Like, I love it.
Well, it shows that you're having fun. And I want everybody, all my listeners, to vote for Bobby.
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars on Mondays.
By the time
they
hear this, I may be kicked off.
No, you just keep being you, and you keep, you know, being fantastic and humble and screw the haters. And I'm super proud of you. So
thanks.
And he's got also a podcast on iHeartRadio called BobbyCast.
Yeah. And there's one with Jana. We did an hour and I lost my voice right before I had laryngitis. I think we talked myself into laryngitis on that show.
Oh no.
Then I was gone.
You're welcome. Yeah. I know, it totally is. But Bobby Bones, thank you for coming in.
Thank
I know you got to
so
leave.
Much. Thank
so I love you.
You. Actually, I'm going to dance practice right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
Oh, I just love Bobby.
He is the sweetest. I spent some time with him in the green room or presenter's room at Festival.
And he's great.
He was just great.
I'm just really proud of him because he's really come a long way. Michael, when I did his podcast, like he actually went to Onsite too, that place that we talked about mm-hmm. a lot about, you know, therapy and living centered kind of.
Self-healing.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's had a really hard life and upbringing, and but he's ready for love and he's ready to be loved. And so I'm just like,
so sweet.
It's just been really nice to see him kind of evolve into this, you know, mm-hmm. very aware, mm-hmm. self-aware person. And I'm so happy that he did dancing. And yeah, I mean, his reaction where I can see where people were like, oh, it's over the top. But at the same time, man, he felt like he was proud of himself, and he should have been proud of himself, right. You know?
And they don't know his background. So
yeah.
They don't know where he was
yeah.
in his head when he completed that.
I know.
It was authentic.
Yeah.
I loved it. Do we finish or do we leave him hanging on the intimacy thing?
Can you guys just finish? I was like, what? That was like the Fox News
tease.
That was
perfect timing.
I know.
So back to intimacy. This just in, Mike's trying to be more intimate.
And
so I got this idea from a buddy of mine, and
because we can't have sex after baby for a couple of weeks, so the pressure's kind of off him, because sometimes that's when he feels pressure. Well, he has a problem with intimacy when he feels pressured mm-hmm. to have sex.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Continue.
So basically for Christmas, I told her ahead of time, because this was one of those, like, you kind of start having an argument about something.
Yeah, because we started having an argument about.
So you kind of use the present to be like, well, I've been working on this to fix this, so get off my back about it.
Yeah.
So I kind of told her, I was like, well, I'm going to set up an appointment with this tantra therapist, and we're going to go in for a couple sessions and kind of do that whole gig, and I don't know what all it entails, but it's going to be very uncomfortable at the start,
yeah.
But hopefully it'll kind of break down some.
I don't know much about tantra, but I'm excited to learn. But I'm also scared because I don't want us to, because I feel like you can easily laugh when you're staring at each other. But it's like I want to take it serious. But I also, in my back of mind, I'm like, is he just going to be so uncomfortable that he's not even present?
Do you do things to each other in front of the coach therapist person?
No, it doesn't get to like sexual. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
like
not
you're
sexual
not,
touching.
Like, sexual
it's,
touching.
It's learning. It's learning how to just still touch. You
it's
know,
a lot of breathing.
Non-sexual touch, mm-hmm. but touch and just like breathing in each other's souls and whatever, all that stuff.
Which is the most uncomfortable thing for you. Right. Which, in my back of my mind, I'm like, how am I going to be present, stay present, when I know that this is so uncomfortable for you?
You're
going
to stay present
because
you're going to say, look at my husband trying to really work on things that he has character defects in.
And you're
going to
work on being in the moment.
Okay. Mm, yeah, Jen.
Jen's just going to be there being like, stay in the moment, stay in the moment.
So
I think this is great. I think it's cool. It's proactive.
Yeah.
And it's, I have a friend who is, she's a Tantra specialist.
Oh, yeah?
And she is incredible. And she helps people immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And it is uncomfortable, but it'll take 2 seconds for you guys to snap out of your heads and get into the moment because of the breath work.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. And again, there's not the pressure of having sex afterwards. So hopefully that during that time you can really like do like hardcore intimacy work.
You know what sucks? We talk about all this stuff about you want to have sex more and these kind of issues. I'm like, we have sex, people. Like, we have sex.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we want to be more intimate on a more frequent basis.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, keep working at that.
All right. Well, thank you to my guests, Rachel Zoe and Bobby Bones. A big thank you to Lola. Remember to get 40% off all subscriptions. Visit mylola.com and enter Jana when you subscribe. Talkspace, go match with the perfect therapist at a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Go to Talkspace.com/Jana and use the code Jana to get $45 off your first month. Sugar Bear Hair, go to sugarbearhair.com/Jana for beautiful hair and a healthier you. And then get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jana at brooklinen.com. Today was fun. And hey, I'm really excited. I know we were all over the place with the show, but I think what I'm taking from this show is I'm excited to see how people give back.
Yes.
From, I can't wait. Pay it forward.
And again, it's not even about the money. It's not about how much you spend. I know I made that one comment earlier, but it could be a simple gesture of a smile or a wave or something like that. So
something.
Just something to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
All right. Can't wait to wind down next week. Bye.
Bye. That was fun.
Good job.